That is music there from the White Stripes. Just looking at the thing here in the Independent today, I was talking about it just 2 weeks ago on the radio, and Carol Hunt is writing about the exact same thing. I don't know if you follow Homeland. Do you watch Homeland, Adrian, at all?
No, I never got into it.
Did you? Okay. Homeland, season one was pretty good. Two and three, I don't know. Four was very good, except I didn't like the last bro, I didn't like the way it kind of wrapped up. But currently, it's on number eight of season five. I can't believe I have this much time, but anyway, I do. And I love it. It's really good. It's kind of out there. But she's talking here, Carol Hunt, about the first programme of the current series. And it really is quite interesting, all right. If you should check it out, Peter Quinn, who played by Rupert Friend, he's the kind of guy on the ground, if you like, in the programme. And she's saying here, the award-winning series Homeland is disturbingly prescient in light of recent events in Europe. Indeed it is. And he's talking to the chiefs of staff, and he's sitting around with the CIA guys and that, and he's trying to tell them exactly what's happening. And like they say, what do you think of our strategy over there, you know? And he says, what strategy? What are you talking about, kind of thing? These other guys have a strategy. And he gives a little speech, and in fact, it's all written there. And he nails the whole thing in a frightening way, and one, the way he just sort of goes on about the fact, look, they read one effing book, and it's the only book they ever read. They read it all the time. They never stop. They're there for one reason only, to die for the caliphate and usher in a world without infidels. That's their strategy, and it's been that way since the seventh bleeding century, kind of thing, you know. Say, what do you think, you know, the beheadings are all about, the crucifixion, the revival of slavery? Do you think they make this shit up? It's all in the book. And it goes on and on and on. It's a great little speech of get with the programme, boys. I don't know why I'm ranting at you about this necessarily.
It's depressed now.
Sorry, okay, well, listen, let's not do that then, because we have a thing here. Adrian Weckler is here, and we're talking here about Ludo and Lego. No, we're not. But that's what it was for a lot of people 100,000 years ago at Christmas, wooden toys.
Not that
well, I was talking, believe it or not, last night at the U2 gig with Gay Byrne about wooden toys, and he was talking about Brendan O'Connor, or somebody had been talking about wooden toys. I can't remember who it was. It was somebody was talking about it anyway. I know who it was. He was saying like the wooden toys thing just isn't going to do it for anybody, you know.
People don't. They're quite trendy now. There's shops pop up every.
Yeah, I'm talking kids here, though. You know, kids don't.
No,
want them.
No,
really?
Kids. It's a trendy thing to buy your kid. You know, to buy your kid a sort of wooden toys, which actually you want them to play with, but secretly you just want your friends to see them playing a wooden.
Oh, he was saying that Dara Breen was on TV talking about it this week. That's it. Because there was the toy show things on TV, wasn't there? Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, some programs. Yeah. Yes, the guy said he watched and he hated his own performance, but he loved the programs anyway. We're looking at techie stuff, because that's what I want to get into now, because that's your kind of field of expertise, if that's the right word.
Yep.
Technical gadgets, Christmas thingamabobs. Basically, it does go over my head, kind of thing. I'd love to be more into it all,
and
you're
pretty modest. There's certain topics that you would be a lot more authoritative than me. I mean, I'm talking. I have a list here of things that I think are interesting things to get, but some of them I'm a little bit nervous about talking about, like headphones. I'm always nervous talking about headphones because I'm looking at this from a tech point of view, but I know that
a lot of people should. Comfort and tech is the points of view that you should be looking at headphones.
Yeah, no, that's true, but in terms of audio quality, I always sort of shy away from saying, well, this is better audio quality to someone like yourself, because you'll blow me out of the water.
But we were talking to the barista earlier on. It's all down to taste, you know. Anyway, look, let's just go for it then. Techie gift ideas is what we're talking about here. Adrian Winkler's going to sort it out for you. Off you go, Adrian.
Yeah, sure.
Sort it out.
Well, look,
I'll put the kettle
on. Talk. There's literally 1,000 different things you can buy around in Irish shops at the moment. I'm going to look at just a couple of things that people are likely to want to buy, either for most commonly for other people, but sometimes for themselves as well. So people look to buy a phone at Christmas. Now, we all know about the iPhone. We all know about Samsung Galaxies. You know what you're getting there. People sometimes are looking for a really good phone that doesn't cost as much. So I've picked out one here that costs about half the price of an iPhone.
Before you even give me anything about price and say it was only half the price of an iPhone, what does really good mean?
Really good means it has a camera that's at least 70-80% as good as the best camera out there. It means it has an excellent screen, so you can use the internet, social media, etc. It looks good, so it's nicely designed, and it will last for a while, right? And it's well powered. So it's a combination of those things. And it's very difficult to get that for under 400 or 500 euro. And there's a reason that these Sony, Samsung and Apple phones are that price, because they're well made and they have high grade components. There's one phone that I found in the last couple of months that has pretty much the majority of that for literally half the price. It's Motorola's X-Play phone, the Moto X-Play Android phone. It's a 5.5-inch phone, so about the same size as an iPhone 6 Plus. Really good camera, 21 megapixel camera, really nicely designed, looks absolutely fantastic, great screen, great power, €350.
Okay, so here's the real kick. What you're saying is it's really great that €350 being what, half price of a Samsung?
Well, if you, the phone I have in my pocket at the moment here is an iPhone 6S Plus, right? It's the latest and greatest.
I should know what I have. What's this?
That looks like a Samsung Galaxy A5 or A7.
Wow, I'm impressed, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's the phone that Samsung brought out to rival the iPhone 5.
Right.
It's a nice looking phone. It feels nice in your hand.
It's great.
I would have a little bit, I think it's a little bit underpowered, so it may not do things as fast as you want them to do, but it's grand.
Grand. Well, you see, the problem with me is I'd probably use about 4% of the phone. The other 96%.
Well, I don't think you would. Like, this is, I'm going to hand you over this phone now, right?
This is
the iPhone 6S Plus. Okay? It has a big screen on it. Now, if you hit the button there at the bottom, the function button, it'll go to the normal
app screen. That photograph that you have on your phone there, is that a Leicester football match or something?
That's actually a picture from Twitter inside the tunnel. I think it's Schweinsteiger and Robert Huth.
Yeah, yesterday.
From 1-0.
And he got his goal after 24 minutes.
Vardy.
Jamie Vardy. Yeah.
But it's just that.
Well, that's from Twitter. You weren't at the match.
No.
All right, okay, fair enough. Sorry. I'll hand back that phone. That's lovely.
But the point is that when you see a screen that big, you start using it, you start realizing that actually if I go back to the old iPhone size or some of the smaller phones, so I don't think you would use 4%. I think you'd use a lot more than 4%.
Okay, but no, that's just me though. That's my problem. I'm a little bit not great on those things. But what do you call it? There's the thing in the paper this morning about Adele, and the flip phone now is getting huge again because she has to do the video.
Every so often people talk about flip phone. There's one brand of flip phone that you can still buy. It's called Doro. It's for people who are over 70. So it's for, it has big buttons and it's supposed to look like an old fashioned phone. By and large, most people don't really want flip phones, but I take your point.
Okay, so listen, it's the Motorola X Play is what you're saying. You can get it for €350 in Argos, which is still a heck of a price as well.
It's a heck of a price, but that's the unlocked SIM free price. Like when you buy a phone, normally you buy it with an operator. So when you buy a phone, you buy it from Vodafone or Three or Meter, and you usually get it for €99 for free, but you get it on a 2-year contract. But you have to pay that €50 a month over the 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
When you buy a phone like this, you're paying the €300 once, and then you pay €20 a month.
All right, yeah. So what about a tablet?
Okay, well, the latest and greatest tablet is the iPad Pro. Now, this is a luxury item. Now, I actually have it in here with me. It's a monster. Okay, it's a 13-inch tablet. I only got one last week, but the reason I like it is that I'm into photos, and it actually is a superb photo editing device. You can see photos in a way you just can't see on other tablets.
That is very impressive. All right, just as a matter of interest, is it good for movies and all that?
It's brilliant for movies. So it has four speakers instead of two. It has two speakers on each side. And so the photos you're looking at now are just photos that I shot, randomly.
Is that your daughter?
Yeah, stepdaughter. Really?
Yeah, very good.
And
lovely photos here too. Where's that? There's a cow.
That's in Belmont. Yes. That's
you really are. That's a lovely boat. Oh, there's lovely people.
Okay. So the story with the iPad Pro is it's an iPad, but it's much bigger than a normal iPad. So normally the iPad you get is an iPad mini or a normal iPad. This is twice the size of the 10-inch iPad. It's supposed to act as a laptop and an iPad.
Right.
It does this because you can split the screen, you can attach a keyboard, and it's much more power. For me, so far, in the few days that I've been using it, it's mostly useful as an incredible photo editing device and a movie watching device.
Right.
So Netflix on it is absolutely
incredible. I like the sound of that. An iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. It's how much is that? It's less than a grand.
Yeah, but it starts at about €930.
It's very pricey.
This is a real luxury job. Yeah.
Okay, by the way, if anybody has any sort of like they're trying to decide between one or the other, the man in the know is Adrian Weckler, and he's here. So 51552 if you want to know something. Let's go for smartwatch stuff, which isn't really my thing. In fact, I saw one of these last night. I was with the bloke at the U2 gig and got one of these.
Well, this is it. I'm going to show you.
Oh, you've got one there, have you?
There you go. This is the Apple Watch, right?
He said it does everything. So he said, give me the lotto numbers for next week.
So there are two smartwatches that I think. So you see the little symbols on on the screen there.
That's just, very sexy looking.
Yeah, just
right,
start playing around with the screen there.
What do you mean play around? Oh,
well,
look at
just,
that.
There you go. You know what
you're like. Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Harry, wait, hold on a second. Okay.
If you want to get back to where you were, you just hit, see the little crown knob on the side?
This one?
Yeah, just push that in. No, push it in.
Oh, push it in.
Yeah, click it. There you go. And you go right back.
Oh, yeah.
And if you click it again, you go back to the time.
Wow, this is very cool. Look at this. So, oh, look, I'm entering a portal, Captain.
The big question with smartwatches. So what you have in your hand there is an Apple watch. Is Apple's watch, okay? That starts at 430 euros.
There's the music there, look, is it?
Yeah, you can go into music. Good. Yeah, so you play
music
through your phone.
Wow, this is so impressive. That's the first time I've ever held, let alone seen one of those
things. There are two smartwatches that I think are worth it. One is the Apple's watch and the other one is Motorola Moto 360. The Motorola one's about 100 euro cheaper. The point to a smartwatch is, why would you ever get a smartwatch? Like, what problem does it solve? For me, I had a bit of an epiphany about 2 months ago. I was a real skeptic about smartwatches for about a year. On the beach with the dogs, actually on the same beach that you just saw a minute ago there in the photos. I feel the text going off in my pocket on my phone. I know it's my wife, so I kind of have to answer it. I have to acknowledge it. But my hands are filthy. Don't want to take the phone out because that's about 19 wash cycles with sand in my jeans if I do. So instead, I look at the watch. The text comes up on the watch. I tap it. I see it. I can speak into the watch. So it's voice control into the watch. Hi, yes, I got that. I'll be home in 20 minutes. And it sends the text. So jeans stay sand free. The phone stays absolutely immaculate. And that's when I realized that for me, a smartwatch might actually work.
Wow, that's like, we should tape that and stick it out as the ad on the telly. That's pretty good. All right.
So it's what they're doing is they're selling you back your own convenience and your own time. That's basically how it works.
I must say it looks very, very sexy. As I say, how much are we talking? Less than
530. So the Apple Watch is 430 with the basic strap.
Does it tell the time?
Oh yeah, of course. You've got a range of different watches. The only downside to it is 1 day battery life.
One day battery life.
Charge it every night.
Actually, when I said it to tell the time, you said, no, you have to look at it. We've done phones and tablets and smartwatches. Yep. So the phone, like a really good one in terms of greatness and not too expensive, is the Motorola X-Play. Then the iPad Pro is what you talked about there, which is a bit of a luxury thing in some ways. Very good, interested in photography and stuff. Smartwatch, Apple Watch, and the Moto 360 as well would be.
Yeah, Moto 360 is the Android equivalent of the Apple Watch. Right. Also very good.
All right, the best Android smartwatch, leather strap, all the rest of it. Now, music speakers. Yep. What about those?
Now, again, just to press, I'm hesitant to recommend one to you. But anyway, the two that I like at different budgets, Sonos have really taken the market by storm. They're high quality, small speakers. And the deal with the Sonos speakers is you connect them to your Wi-Fi and you can keep adding different speakers to the same Wi-Fi network.
God, that's like the old days.
Right? wirelessly. And so what you can do is you can play your digital, albeit digital, music collection through the Sonos app on your phone or your tablet. So that's Spotify, that's TuneIn Radio, but it's also iTunes as well. Sound is really, really good. Easy to set up and really, really handy. These things are in terms of wireless speakers, this is top of the line.
Right, Bluetooth speaker, yeah.
Yeah, they're not that expensive. They're 200 euro each.
Right, okay, that sounds pretty good. Sonos, S-O-N-O-S. Okay, headphones then?
Headphones, a couple that I like. A new brand that I only discovered recently, but which I really, really like. It's an American brand called Oppo, O-P-P-O. And they have a set called the PM3 headphones. For me, they're the best headphones I've ever tried, under 500 euro.
Wow.
They have what's called planar magnetic technology, which is different to dynamic headphone technology, which just means you get a different type of sound in the actual speaker. Very, very comfortable. They're quite pricey. They're 499 euro.
They really are. Yeah.
But down the line, if you want cheaper, probably the best budget, ultra budget set of headphones I found was the Philips 5500. That's because they're wireless Bluetooth. So you just put them on, no wires, connected to your phone, have a microphone as well, so you can make and take phone calls as a hand-free set. 35 euro from PC World.
35 euro from PC euro. World. That's a bit of a difference than your 499 for the premium Apple.
There's a difference in quality there. There's definitely a difference.
Really?
And there's a difference in comfort, and the Oppo's leather and the Philips is pretty much plastic.
You're a headphones kind of guy like me. You're not an earphones kind of guy.
No,
I don't like sticking things in my ear.
The problem with earphones is that for me, I have weird ears, so they keep falling out.
Tell me, Prince Charles. Really?
They keep falling out. And, so, and they always come with, you know, two or three different types of fittings, and it's, so you have a smaller, bigger. Never works. To get the actual best scent, I always have to end up doing that and sort of positioning with my finger pointing into my ear, which sort of defeats the purpose of, you know.
Did you read Noddy as a child? Or Dr. Spock?
Yeah.
Your ears look lovely to me.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, I'm sort of...
The 33 euro headphones, if only somebody wants to give us that name
budget,
again.
The Philips 5500.
Right, Philips 5500.
Yeah. From PC World, 35 euro.
All right, okay.
Yep.
Very good. Now, Cyber Monday, what the... seriously.
As if you haven't had enough of Black Friday, there's a thing called Cyber Monday, and that is essentially, that's tomorrow. That's the day when... they say that if you want to order stuff online for Christmas, tomorrow's the day you should order it so that it will be delivered comfortably in time before Christmas to your house.
Right.
So there are some deals and discounts available. This is, to be honest, this is quite similar to Black Friday in terms of it's basically a sale day. So I've picked out a few things here that are on proper sale. Probably the most genuine discount that I've seen, because there are a lot of bogus discounts going around. The most genuine one I saw was for the GoPro, the action camera, the wide angle.
Oh yeah, no, well,
so it's the GoPro Hero 3 Plus Silver, which is sort of the third best in the line, and there's a reduction there of 110 euro, from 330 euro to 220 euro in Ireland.
So if you're surfing the waves off the west of Ireland, you can stick it onto your surfboard, or jumping off cliffs.
I brought one to Chicago with me there in during the summer, and just as a normal camera, and it's really nice, really, really good quality, good HD quality. That's a real deal. So that's 110 euro off that.
It's got the kind of hubcap vibe off it, doesn't it? Like that, in terms of if you want to make it look like that, Dave.
Yeah,
you're looking at two heads.
And it comes with an awful lot of accessories and fittings. So if you want to fit it to something like a helmet or a bike or a skateboard.
That's what I mean, the skateboard or skiing and all those kind of things. Yeah, the people do, All right, okay, so that's the GoPro Hero 3, is that it?
Hero 3 Plus.
Hero 3 Plus Silver, okay, fine. That's about what, 200?
220.
Okay.
In Argus.
The MacBook Air. Maybe
very rare that you'll ever get a sale on anything related to Apple, but it's this time of the year is the only time that it ever happens. At the moment, as of yesterday anyway, there was 100 euro off a MacBook Air 11 inch, which is a really good laptop, from 1030 down to 930 euro. That's a pretty good deal.
And is that specifically just tomorrow? One day.
It started on Thursday, but they're going through to the end of the week. I think it follows through to Monday as well. So these are deals that started basically on Thursday, Friday, and go through to Monday.
All right. Okay. You get them at Harvey Norman, that kind of stuff.
That's this one particular one is in Harvey Norman. Yeah. 100 quid off a MacBook.
Very good. That's a MacBook Air 2. Is that what it's called? Or?
No. It's a MacBook Air 11 inch.
Oh, good.
It's the 11 inch MacBook Air.
Very good. Okay. Now, go on. Next one.
Next one is Beats.
Yeah, the Dr. Dre stuff. Yeah.
I'm not crazy about them, but they're incredibly popular with kids, and very, very rarely do you ever see a sale on them. So there's one set, Beats by Dr. Dre Studio 2. They're noise cancelling headphones.
Yeah.
And there's about 100 quid off them at the moment in PC.
See, there's more to just comfort and there's more to just good sound. You got to make the statement, you see, Adrian.
You got to make the statement. You have to have the big B. These are noise cancelling headphones, which is kind of interesting. I'm not crazy about noise cancelling headphones because I don't think they give you the best audio. But if you're in a plane, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Because they actually take the noise outside your headphones, they invert the frequency, and they sort of reverse the noise on itself. So it cancels the actual sound out.
Okay.
Technically.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you have to charge them. But.
Okay, give us a couple more of those kind of good things we can get tomorrow.
I've talked about the iPad and the MacBook. There is a deal at the moment in Argus off the iPad Mini 2. There's 30 quid off that. But another machine which is pretty popular is Microsoft's equivalent to the iPad, which is the Surface range of laptop tablet hybrids. And there's 100 quid off the Surface 3, Microsoft Surface 3. To 630 euros. So that's a 15% discount from 730 euro to 630 euro on the Microsoft Surface 3.
This is what you call a hybrid laptop tablet.
So basically what it does, I mean, I actually have I have a similar setup here with the iPad Pro. What happens is you have your tablet, you then have...
You can all see this at home.
It's
being demonstrated here.
You have your tablet. I'm holding the iPad up at the moment. Let's pretend it's a Surface. Just pretend it's a Surface, okay? Right. I have the Surface in my hand, and I have a keyboard here. I have a keyboard in my other hand. I'm connecting it magnetically, the two things.
Wow.
And then I fold one over, and then you have a keyboard like a laptop.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. We're getting a video of this now, and Dermot's got his what phone out? I don't even know what phone it is.
And that's the deal. So the deal is they're you can use them absolutely as tablets with your fingers, and they've got good screens and good speakers, but you can also easily attach a keyboard. And with the Surface,
I like all this.
With
I
the
really
Surface,
do.
It's Windows, which means that it acts exactly like a normal laptop. Has USB ports, you can connect anything to it. They're really nice devices, and that's a really good deal. €100 from 730 to...
Okay, so it is Harvey Norman and stuff like that again. It's a hybrid laptop, tablet.
Yeah.
It's the Surface, right?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody looking for a portable laptop, then it's a quality option, I suppose. I would imagine, and it happens right across the board. In fact, hold on, just before I do, there's one here that says that I want to ask you, what phone would your guest, you're my guest, what phone would your guest recommend for a 13-year-old girl who wants an iPhone 6 for Christmas? We're refusing to get it for her as she's too young and it's too expensive. Thank you.
Okay. There are two options there. One is there are some shops are selling refurbished iPhone 4Ss, which is sort of three generations ago iPhone. It's still an iPhone. I think the screen is too small. But probably the best option is if your daughter is willing to accept Android. And listen, once she gets on Instagram, Snapchat, and many of the things that kids her own age are using, to be honest, there's not that much of a difference. The one I would recommend is the Huawei Ascend G7.
Whoa, go back on that.
So, Huawei, Huawei, it's pronounced Huawei, Ascend G7. It's €150. It's got a 5-inch screen on it, and it's a really superb budget phone. Probably the best budget Android smartphone will do 80-90% of what your daughter's looking
okay,
for.
Okay, just spell that out again. What's it called?
Huawei, pronounced Huawei.
Okay,
and Ascend G7,
and then they can get out of the iPhone 6 thing because it's too expensive and too young. Okay, I have a pair of Sony headphones that I got for £25 3 years ago. The sound is still great from them. People are mad spending hundreds on headphones.
Well, it depends where you use them. I bought a pair of JVC headphones for €9 2 years ago in the bargain basket, just to bring to work because I'm not afraid they'll be stolen. And the sound off those is pretty good as well. But they're plastic. The strap that goes from the two headphone cups sort of eats into my head a bit. So if I use it for more than 20 minutes, I get a pain in my head. The lead on it's very good. But you get what you pay for. After €70 or €80, you're really paying for design, extra comfort, sort of fancy leather. You know, the basic core materials are there up to about €100.
Right. By the way, this is all going to be on the podcast, so you can listen back after the show to get all these tips from Adrian. Just the one I was going to mention there, which happens right across the board, and I'd say there's no much difference with all this thing too, which are special Cyber Monday. There would be many retailers who'd be pulling the wool over people's eyes by advertising what is basically fake discounts. Would I be right or would I be wrong?
You're completely right. Now, when I was researching a lot of these discounts, I found, just to check to make sure that I wasn't fooling myself, I went back and I checked to see what prices some of these items had been at 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. And in many cases, it was nowhere near the discount.
Oh, give us a few examples, Sherlock.
Okay,
great.
I'll give you a couple of specific examples. So, for example, PC World, which does have some really good discounts, and I've mentioned a few of them. PC World's advertising a Canon camera, the Canon S200, and it's advertising it as being €200 off the price to €150. What they didn't say was that they were selling it a couple of weeks ago for €199. So it's actually a €50 discount. The original €200 is some price that they set
ages ago, probably never even charged it.
Now, I spoke to somebody in Harvey Norman about this, and they said, no, sorry, I spoke to somebody in Argos about this, and she told me, look, when we publicise a sale, a lot of the time what we'll do is we use the original price and the new price, the original price months ago and the new price now. Yeah. And... okay, so we can all understand.
Yeah, it's not really cheating by the law.
It's not really cheating, but it might give the impression that if you bought it last week, you're
saving
more than
a fortune, which you're not really. Yeah,
so I did find a few examples. It's mostly in televisions. Oh my God, if you go and buy a television, and they say, oh, it's €300 off, €400 off. It's nowhere near 300 or 400 euro. It's usually about €100 off. TVs come down in price every month. The same set will come down every month.
Right.
By about €50.
Right. So there's a lot going on right across the board, I'm sure, yeah. PC World, Argos, Harvey Norman, the works, yeah.
Yeah, and look, there's nothing illegal here. They're not breaking the rules, but it's just consumers should know.
All right, well, listen, Super Sleuth with the weird ears. Adrian, what's weird about your ears, by the way?
I don't know. On the outside, I know they look grand, but in the end, there's something
they do, they
bizarre
look
going on.
Really?
Yeah, they just won't take. So that's my excuse for wearing these.
That's
big
for the next programme. Yeah. All right, Adrian Weckler, a mine of fantastic information. Thank you so much for dropping in today and giving people techie gift ideas, and they can check it up. As I say, podcast, you can listen back after the show to get all of Adrian's tips. Come on yourself.